You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Well, the Major League Baseball All-Stars for 2025 have been announced. The game is going to be in Atlanta next week, July 15th, for the ball game. We already mentioned three Red Sox making it, Garrett Crochet, as well as Aroldis Chapman and Alex Bregman. Your starters in the American League, big dumper, Cal Raleigh, behind the plate, should be your MVP, I would say, of the whole season.
Oh, I think he's an MVP favorite right now.
Vladimir Guerrero Jr. at first base, Gleyber Torres at second, Jose Ramirez at third, rookie Jacob Wilson at short, Aaron Judge, Riley Green, Javi Baez in the outfield, and then Ryan O'Hearn, the DH. Probably would have been Rafael Devers' spot.
That was Devers' spot. It was.
So Devers does not make the All-Star team. Neither does Mookie Betts or Juan Soto. All non-All-Stars. And, most notably, Carlos Narvaez. Snubbed.
Big-time snub.
Snub.
That's true. No, Soto probably is the biggest snub, right?
Probably. I know he's been underachieving, but still, like, he has all-star numbers.
I think it's Mark and Matt. Somebody called in complaining about Seiya Suzuki.
We had a big Seiya Suzuki fan who was pissed.
But, yeah, I'd say Soto probably the biggest snub.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
No one told you that was going to be this way.
Grab back.
Red Sox and Rockies tonight from Fenway Park. 7:10 first pitch, 6:10 pregame here on WEEI. Big pitching matchup of Richard Fitz versus Austin Gomer. If either guy gets a win, it'd be their first.
Really?
Yeah, it's a matchup of 0-3 Fitz versus 0-1 Gomer. Rockies, one of the worst teams statistically in the history of the great game of baseball. They enter tonight 21-69.
Nice.
Red Sox are -225 on the money line.
Ooh, I like that.
You might have to go run line.
Yeah, you might want to play
Fitz
him on
the dub though.
Minus money on the run line.
Yeah.
What do you think that's a heavy favorite. I think Fitz.
You like Fitz?
Checks
tonight?
The box for his first dub. He's got to go six.
Sox are riding high right now.
I'm sorry. He's got to go five. I was thinking quality start. He's got to go five.
Yeah, you got to go five.
Yeah. We said earlier, Keith, or I think you said, they need to win five of these next seven, right? Was that your line?
I said 5-2. We had a caller earlier that said 6-1. Yes. I feel like that's doing too much.
Yeah, no, I think
five
so, too.
5-2 is good.
Does the breakdown of how they go 5-2 matter to you?
So I'll be pissed in real time if they lose like two games
that's
to the Rockies.
That's what I'm saying.
But if they then sweep the Rays, I guess I'll have to look back at the All-Star break where we can all take a breath and take a look at the standings and reflect on the first half of the season, I'll say, all right, at least they went 5-2.
Like, the clear, easy path is sweep the Rockies, split with the Rays. Boom.
Yeah.
Boom, you're 5-2 going into the All-Star break. You're 4 games over .500 at the break. You have momentum. You're buying that. That feels like an easy way to break that one down.
In the town where I was born, lived two men named Jones and Keith, and they spoke on the airwaves in a yellow grab bag. We all live in a yellow grab bag, a yellow grab bag, a yellow grab bag.
They want to get that checked out.
NBA trade.
Yeah.
Clippers, Jazz, and Heat. Three-teamer. Norman Powell goes to Miami.
I like Stormin' Norman.
John Collins to L.A.
I liked him like 4 years ago.
They say John Collins was at one point the most underrated player in the league. Yeah. You can only have that moniker for like a year or two, and then you become overrated.
That was the Louis Erickson.
Louis Erickson.
Louis Erickson for a long time. Very underrated. Then the Bruins got him, and you're like, he's not underrated at all.
No, he's overrated. He's perhaps very overrated. Yeah. Stinks.
He's actually not good.
Kevin Love. And Kyle Anderson.
10 years ago, I like Kevin
and
Love.
And 2027 Clippers second-round pick go to Utah. So Danny Ainge finally gets Kevin Love.
Nice. One summer.
He was at Fenway Park with Rondo.
Jones and Keefe almost nightly had Kevin Love updates for a move that.
The Love update.
Danny Ainge was so close. It didn't happen.
He would have been great. Great outlet passer. Guy could rebound.
Him and Rondo would have been like the 86 Celtics out there with their passes.
Just slinging it around.
Just behind the back passes. Shots, but... No. That was the 80s.
Good though. Passes.
Yeah. This one goes hard.
Goes a little too long. Also, you can plug it into your... All right. This is sad news, Jones.
Oh, no.
Bobby Jenks passed away over the weekend. And what an outrageous tweet by ESPN. This might have been how a lot of people first saw it. Did you read this?
Well, no, I did read a headline that there was backlash, but I never saw the actual tweet. What's the tweet?
So it's kind of wild. So Bobby Jenks, of course, did spend some time here, but more notably with the White Sox. The ESPN tweet was Bobby Jenks, a two-time All-Star pitcher for the Chicago White Sox, who was on the roster when the franchise won the 2005 World Series, died on Friday in Portugal, the team announced.
Jeez.
What is that? Was on the roster?
Yeah.
He was the closer.
Yeah.
He closed out the World Series.
He was kind of a stud.
Wouldn't you say two-time All-Star and World Series champion passed away? Not guy who happened to be on the roster. Like, that makes it sound like he was, like, in the minors or something.
It's a good point.
Or, like, didn't even play.
World it's a good Series point. Winner should go first.
Yeah. World Series winner, right, team
Two-time
sport.
Two-time All-Star.
Two-time All-Star.
It wasn't in
a ton of saves.
It wasn't an inaccurate tweet, but it wasn't a very well-worded tweet.
It was worded
tweet.
Very
yes.
poorly.
Yeah, that's
like,
fair.
That's AI, maybe?
Yeah. Well.
Something?
Could
who
be.
Was on the roster? Everyone's like, he closed out the final game.
ESPN is no stranger to a... questionable headline.
Yeah,
that's true.
That is true.
They've had some weird ones in the past, but that one stood out to me and many other people.
Do you remember?
Well.
I was just reading up on this. Do you remember the injury or like surgery complication he had here in his career? He was like leaking spinal fluid from like a shot they gave him in his spine or around his spine. It was like some awful butchering of a surgery he had.
Yeah, I don't remember the details, but yeah.
But I was just trying to refresh my memory on it. But he No, I mean, he had a rough go of it. He sued the doctor for malpractice. And Yeesh. So, no, but a real good player.
Yeah.
Despite what the headline said. Real good player for a brief amount of time when he was with the White Sox.
05 was his rookie year. They won the World Series. He had 4 saves in the playoff run that year, including the final game of the World Series.
And did he lead the AL in saves the next year, or was it 2 years?
Well, he was an All-Star in back-to-back years where he had 41, then 40 saves. Then he went down to 30, 29, 27, and then he finished his career here. He wasn't great here, but that was his last year in the majors.
Oh, that's I think the complications like ended his
that
career.
Ended his career, yeah. I mean, at any given time, Haas of the Week.
Definite.
Any given time.
Definite candidate for Haas of the Week,
But so, thoughts with the Bobby Jenks family.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
EA Sports College Football 26 early release today.
Nice.
The early release. It's $100 though. You gotta plunk down 10 clams.
I hear you get a real good deal on it.
Or 10 hams, I mean. No. So I will obviously wait until Thursday when it comes out for everybody else, and it's like $70.
Still seven hams.
You got to wait 3 days and it gets knocked off that much?
Yeah.
Oh, that's definitely worth waiting.
The people are like, I got to have it early. Like, really? Like, just wait.
Have we talked about this on the air? Have you ever stood in line and, like, waited for a video game release?
No, I don't think I have, actually.
There was a year I did that at the Pru.
For
whatever year's Madden it was.
Oh.
And I stood out and waited, and I was like, this was so unnecessary to wait for Madden at midnight. I pretty much played it once, fell asleep, woke up the next day, and then I was like, I could have gone and got it now. Why'd I go wait in line at like a GameStop?
It's completely unnecessary now. I guess now with something like the you could pre-order it, which I don't really understand, except certain games give you like little add-ons to it. Like you might get whatever, like different
director's cut.
Yeah, right.
You get commentary.
Yeah, right. You get the Snyder cut of the game.
Okay, good.
But like, especially now, so many people just download the game digitally. So like, I'll wait till Thursday and just like buy it on the, I don't have to go to the store even to get it.
Yeah, that's so nice. That's real nice, especially if you save a few bucks.
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
All right, well, this just into the news desk, Jones. Cardi B.
Oh, boy.
Has apparently removed all images of Steph Diggs from her Instagram.
What do you think happened? Another boat incident?
I don't know.
I mean, now they've had a wild road just in the last few months since he signed in New England.
Yeah,
they had the boat video, which apparently reports at the time she wasn't very happy with Steph Diggs. But then they went Instagram official after that,
right?
Which
right,
seemed
right,
like
right,
he rode out the storm. But maybe that was just blowback against some of the reporting, and it didn't tell the full scene behind. The full story, rather, behind the scenes, because it seems like she's not thrilled with him.
No. Anytime you go through all of your photos and delete them, I don't know what's worse, people that do that or people that know that somebody did that? Meaning, like, how would I, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do people know that Cardi B did this?
Oh, great point.
Like, going back to all the old, like, hey, wait a minute, I was looking for all the old Steph Diggs photos. They're all gone.
She wasn't like, right, he's a dog. No. I hate him. She just deleted all the, who even found that out?
Right, like, you want to know this. There are people just stalking your page all the time.
Yeah,
like you see that all the people are like, oh, this player removed all pictures of him in that uniform. It's like, you know all his photos,
so
what's up with that?
Good or bad sign for Diggs on the field this year? No Cardi B. Is that a good step? Less time on the boat with the Tussie.
Women weaken legs, I learned in a famous movie.
Sure.
So if you believe that, then I would say stronger legs for the upcoming season.
And he's going to need some leg strength coming back from that injury.
No doubt. Specifically leg strength.
That's good.
Yeah.
Although now is he going to be, you know, I mean, he was in a very loving relationship, it seemed, up until.
Seemed like it.
It was no longer that way. So now.
Although a bit of a lover's triangle and Offset.
Yeah.
You familiar with Offset?
It's a good way to put that. Yeah.
He went on Instagram Live last night and he thinks that they may have broken up. He was speculating that maybe is what that means.
Got it.
So
does that mean she's getting back with Offset?
He was responsible. That's what this is happening.
I don't know. I know there's a bit of a feud there.
Oh, boy.
I can't really speak to the whole thing.
To be continued, as it were. I'm with you, though. I think on the field for the Pats, good story.
You like this one?
Yeah, I think it's good.
Okay. Now, this looks like a top for me, so everybody just follow me, because we need a little controversy, because it feels so empty without...
Grab bag.
All right, two Dork podcasts tonight, 8:45 on the Dork Podcast YouTube channel live. Then they'll be available on the Odyssey app after the fact. We have a full spoiler, full review of Jurassic World Rebirth. That was just the spoiler-free version an hour ago here on the show. We'll go more in-depth on Jurassic World. And also season 4 of The Bear. All 10 episodes out on Hulu. So me and Davey ripped that as well. So we'll do The Bear season 4.
You finished all 10?
Yes.
I have two remaining. I didn't. I was gonna watch the last two last night. I did not. So I have two left.
Weakest season.
I think three was worse than this. But I haven't seen the full season, so maybe the last two let me down.
Yeah, one and two are still awesome TV.
I would put this season, from what I've seen, ahead of three. But yeah, not by much.
It's close.
One and two was much better. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
All right, so I've come up with two different daily questions. We, of course, asked for months on end, is Aaron Rodgers a free agent? He was.
He was.
For the longest
time.
For
so many days.
And then he eventually signed.
And we were somehow caught off guard and we didn't have anything to pivot to.
Yeah. But then we went Christian Campbell. Is he still with the major? Like, we had all these ideas, and then they immediately got like, does Connor Wong have an RBI?
Sure.
Does he have two? We could do that one. He does not.
Does Connor Wong have two?
Yeah. All right, how about this? Try this one on for size. This will be one of them. Do you want a Rafael Devers daily update?
No.
Oh.
Oh. Well, you're going to get one anyway.
I can see why
he would do the daily update.
Yeah.
So Rafael Devers, former Red Sox DH, now plays for the San Francisco Giants, did have two knocks yesterday. So he had two hits yesterday.
Nice.
He is now hitting .239 with the Giants. He has a .747 OPS.
Ugh, not good.
And has struck out 27 times in 19 games.
Nice. And he has two whole home runs, one of which came against the Red Sox.
Right. We saw that one firsthand.
San Fran was 41-31, uh-huh, comfortably in a playoff spot when they got him.
Mm-hmm.
They're 8-11 since and tied for the last wild card spot now. Yeah.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? You be in paradise and put up a
grab bag.
The other daily question we have, and I think we can do this all season long, are the Red Sox 500?
No, they are not. They were yesterday going into the game.
No, they're not.
But yeah, after their win yesterday, no, they're not.
They
are
not currently 500.
They're over.
Because, baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be bad love. So take a look what you've done. Because, baby, now we got
a grab bag over here.
I can't take it back. Look where I'm at.
Who was the best baseball performer from yesterday? Jones, was it Mickey Moniak? 3-for-4, home run, 3 RBI, and a steal.
I feel like the only reason I know his name is from this segment, so he must be having a good year.
We're going to see him tonight.
Okay.
For the Rockies.
Is that where he plays?
That's right.
Oh.
Was it Jackson Holliday? 4-for-4,
oh, yeah,
home run, 2 RBI.
Okay.
Was it Nico Hierner? 3-for-4, RBI, 3 runs scored.
Okay.
Was it Zach Wheeler?
Mm-hmm.
Complete game, 1 earned,
yeah,
12 Ks.
12 punchies, I like that.
Or was it Tarek Skubal,
huh,
7 scoreless innings, 10 Ks?
I think 12 greater than 10. I think you got to go Zach Wheeler.
No runs greater than 1 run,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, but still.
Complete game Wheeler. Yeah, Zach Wheeler.
Zach Wheeler.
Also an all-star.
Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, folks, with the Colorado Rockies in town, we have a former Rocky as the random player who also played for the Padres, Angels, and Rays.
Okay, so it's not what the text line guessed earlier in the segment, Denny Nagel.
It's not Denny Nagel.
Okay, good guess, though.
Great guess.
Yeah.
This man, like Denny Nagel, would throw it from the left side.
Oh.
Although not a pitcher.
Oh, boy.
But what, okay.
All right. Okay. I really thought my Mike Hampton guess from earlier.
I mean, all the players,
all
they do have a throwing arm. Yeah, his happened like Denny Nagel.
Except Yoshida.
Lefty. No, Yoshida doesn't.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Two gloves.
Yeah.
Two little mini first baser gloves on Yoshida. he can't do that.
Yeah, no,
he
can't.
Well, don't worry, he can't throw.
He's not gonna toss it. He's not gonna chuck it anywhere.
He just runs across the diamond with it. Like, Massa, throw it in. He can't. Coach, he can't.
Right, so he throws left, but he's not a pitcher.
No, he played in the outfield.
Nice.
So when a ball was hit to the outfield, he'd scream it back in with the left. He also hit lefty.
Okay.
If that helps.
Yeah, it does.
He was a one-time All-Star.
Nice.
With the Rockies. He finished 28th in the MVP that season.
Good year.
2 years prior, not an All-Star, but finished 24th in the MVP vote.
Nice.
He had 4 consecutive 20-dong seasons.
Like that?
22, 29, 25, 23. He is a lifetime 275 hitter.
What era are we talking?
I'll tell you exactly what era. Broke into the majors 04. Great year for Red Sox fans.
This is not Carlos Gonzalez, right?
That's too early for him. Okay. It's not Cargo.
Cargo.
He was on the 07 Rockies team that lost to the Red Sox.
Uh-huh.
He was on that team. And his last season was 2013. So he had 9 big league seasons.
Who were the outfielders on that team?
Well, one of them is this guy.
It's not.
One of them is this man. This man.
Billy? Can you do a run over the teams again, please?
Yes.
Rockies. Yeah, of course.
A fish. The Rays, I thought.
Wait a minute.
Is that wrong?
Got the wrong team. It was the Colorado Rockies. It was the Padres, the Angels, and the Rays.
I'm sorry, not the fish. The Angels and the Rays.
I don't think anybody's got it. Oh, yeah. Somebody on the Twitch line has it.
Not Juan Pierre.
This is not
Juan Pierre.
No, 20 bombs.
He's got way too many bombs.
So I'm trying to think. Like Seth Smith is not Seth Smith.
It's not Seth Smith.
Okay. I think he was a lefty stick.
You
could be wrong about
from
that.
The left side.
I think he was an outfielder at one point in time.
This guy did not steal. He would not steal a bag. He drove in 116 runs one
year.
Yeah,
Colorado, though. That's like, that's like 80 ribeye steaks anywhere else.
Like
yeah,
80
yeah,
regular
yeah.
RBI.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Yeah. You got nothing? I'm shaking my head. I really
07 squad.
I thought I was onto something with cargo. I am now cheating and looking. Oh. Brad Hopp.
He got it.
Brad Hopp.
Brad Hopp.
It was Brad Hopp.
We had
famously an all-star.
Let me tell you, there was a fantasy baseball bit at the old 890 ESPN. Not bit, I'm sorry, like segment within the baseball pregame show.
A lot of Brad Hopp talk?
That was voiced by Mike Salk.
Oh, is that right?
And it was something like, hey, who should you add? Who should you drop? Who's a star? Who's
Pick
a flop?
Brad Hopp.
Who the heck is Brad Hopp?
Oh, that was part of the bit.
That was part of the bit.
Wow.
How about that?
Brad I'll Hopp. Tell you, for four straight years, he's socking 22 or more home runs.
Should have known who Brad Hopp was back then.
Useful player.
How about that?
Yeah.
There you go. Random
World
ball player.
World Series participant.
Not Denny Nagel. Not Mike Hampton. Not Cargo. I heard lefty in the Rockies outfield, but only one All-Star team. You knew it wasn't Larry Walker.
No.
Guys
in the Hall of Fame for Pete's sake.
Much too good for that.
Yep.
Brad Hopp.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you're asking yourself, who the heck is Brad Hopp?
Well,
890 tried to educate you on
today's
that.
Today's random player.
20 years ago.
That's right.
Okay. That is the grab bag or random baseball player every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. You can get in line for WEEI Afternoons. Ya got Hart. Ya got Fitzy. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll get you the clip du jour next.
Tonight, Sox and Rockies. The Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcan starts at 6:10. First pitch, 7:10. On the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Harder, better, faster, stronger.
All right, time now for the clip du jour on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Jones, you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, we got a chance to really learned something very specific about one of the newest members of the Boston Bruins.
Tanner Janot.
I'll tell you, I like the sound of this guy.
Hard down low.
Very much so.
Which,
brag of the week?
Talk about a brag.
Good Lord,
my
sir.
My goodness. What did he say? I can be?
I can be hard down low.
Can and
can be. Not all the time. What is he, insane?
I mean, seriously. Yeah. Yeah, that's not healthy,
all
is
right.
What that is.
Okay.
He can be.
Yeah.
hard down low.
Good to know.
His words. Yeah. I was unaware of that when the Bruins signed him last week. I am feeling a little better about
you like the signing?
The vigor that he has.
Yeah.
He's a virile man.
Good signing.
Yeah.
Like that a lot. It's been a good offseason for the Bruins thus far.
So what did you think about it from afar there, Keith? With the,
I can be hard down low and...
Sick brag, bro.
That might have to be.
Absolutely. The brag of the week. I can be, too. It takes a lot of focus and concentration. But I can be.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go, newest member of the Bees.
Yeah, sometimes those introductory press conferences, they give you a little
nicknames.
Something you didn't expect. Oh, well.
Well, three now. We're going to call him Hard Down Low Tanner Janot.
Yeah, sure.
But Gino and Giner.
Gino and Giner?
So that's a lot of your efforts.
Did you say that second one?
Yeah, be careful.
I think so. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, that all adds up.
Okay.
Going to be a good addition to the Bruins. They're going to need all that they can get.
Look, arrow up with the Red Sox, arrow up with the Bruins after we heard that about Tanner Janot.
Yep.
Sky's
the limit.
Yeah, for sure. We got WEEI afternoons today. Hart and Fitzy, no crossover, but it's brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You got to try the new burgers at the Nines. They're bigger, bolder, and beefier. They're half-pound, 100% American Angus beef. Is sure to please try the new bourbon onion burger and get more ang for your buck. You got to love the Nines. All right. I think we have a good idea for Tier Tuesday tomorrow,
yes.
Keith. We've been fine-tuning that. We'll have a Kiefer Madness for you tomorrow. We will talk to you at 10 on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
WEEI. WEEI. New England Sports Original.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.